From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. An apparent grenade attack has killed at least one person at a rally for Ethiopia's prime minister after a wave of recent reforms and sudden moves toward peace with neighboring Eritrea. At least 130 people have also been wounded. This is just weeks after he made a dramatic move toward peace with the neighbor Eritrea. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was unharmed and later said the attack was conducted by forces who didn't want to see his country united. Eritrea joined him in condemnation. Prime Minister has only been in power for 2 months, and in that time he started a series of sweeping reforms to the country in addition to the proposed peace deal. U.S. President Donald Trump demonstrated Friday that there is no strategic shift to his overall tough approach to those attempting to illegally enter the country. He vowed to end the immigration crisis once and for all. Trump made remarks Friday where he presided over an event with so-called angel families, those who have had relatives killed by people who have entered the country illegally. Trump in his remarks also suggested those illegally in the United States commit more crimes on a statistical basis than citizens or residents. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Ben Fox toured a facility in Miami where more than 1,000 teens are held.
What they're trying to show is this is not a detention facility in the sort of traditional sense, right? So there are fences surrounding this place, but there's no razor wire. And there are guards at all the entry points, but they're not armed. The kids sleep in bunk beds, in steel bunk beds, in dorm-like rooms, right? So the doors have been removed, but the lights go out at night and there are no cameras.
That's AP correspondent Ben Fox. This is VOA News. President Trump is threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. On Friday, the new EU tariffs went into effect. Mr. Trump tweeted, "If these tariffs and barriers are not soon broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here." Auto industry experts say such tariffs could negatively impact the U.S. economy as well as Europe's. Senior U.S. leaders officially canceled joint military exercises the U.S. and South Korea have held for decades as the thawing between the United States and North Korea continues. Reuters' Leah Jakobiak reports.
It's baffled some allies as they're designed to keep forces at a state of readiness. The troops are regarded as some of the most battle-ready in the U.S. military. Meanwhile, they've started moving caskets to North Korea to recover the remains of soldiers that were killed there during the Korean War. Kim had promised to help return the bodies at the summit. And North and South Korea have agreed to arrange reunions for some families that were separated in the conflict. They will take place in August and 100 participants will be selected from each side. They're dramatic moves from all parties in a very short period of time.
Residents in Turkey head to the polls to cast ballots in an election that could unseat the current president. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has a preview.
When Turkey goes to the polls on Sunday, these voters might be facing the most important election of their lives because it's become the biggest challenge in years for President Tayyip Erdogan, their most successful and most polarizing leader in power for 15 years.
We want to embrace a life where secularism, freedom, and women exist. We don't want to live repressed.
Pelin Parlak didn't tell us who she'll vote for, but Erdogan and his Islamist political party are anti-abortion, anti-birth control, and have faced criticism on gender equality issues.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is gravely concerned by the recent military escalation, including ground offensives and aerial bombardments in southwestern Syria. Guterres has called for an immediate end to the current military escalation and urges all stakeholders to respect their obligations under international law and international humanitarian law. Jordan brokered a ceasefire agreement in southern Syria between the United States and Russia in July of 2017. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.